Now to last night's Academy Awards and the looks that got noticed, not just by the fashion industry, but by fans. Oscar-winning actress Halle Berry presented a tribute to the late Lena Horne last night. And before the program, though, she described why the style on display at the Academy Awards matters.
I just love to see everybody all dressed up. You know, I really am a slave for fashion, and I love it, and I love to see everybody's interpretation of glamour or their interpretation of themselves and how they want to present themselves on this night. I love it, and I think it says a lot about who people are, and I like that aspect of it.
Here to offer a debriefing of the red carpet and the significance of what we saw, Isabel Wilkinson, a fashion correspondent for The Daily Beast. She was up late last night covering the awards in Los Angeles, and she's with us today from NPR West. Welcome. Thanks so much for staying up late and getting up early.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
The co-host of the program changed outfits 8 times. ABC offered a 90-minute red carpet special for the 3-hour program. Fashion was very much a part of all of the conversations. Has it always been that way, or is it my impression that fashion has really become inextricable from the event itself?
People have always cared what stars wear to the Academy Awards, from Barbara Streisand's see-through pajamas in 1969. But more than ever before, the red carpet segment of the evening is so important to people. It starts here at 3 p.m., and everyone is just talking and looking at what people wear before they even take their seats.
What trends might we see off the red carpet in the coming seasons that we mere mortals might be indulging in?
Well, one trend last night, and certainly throughout award season as well, was this idea of minimalism. Last year, we saw these very big architectural dresses. This year, it was a much more pared-down silhouette. You had Michelle Williams in a Chanel beaded gown that was very form-fitting, and Jennifer Lawrence of Winter's Bone was in a very sleek Calvin Klein collection dress. Likewise with Gwyneth Paltrow and Calvin Klein, just very simple and to the point.
Were there any sort of exciting surprises?
There were a couple fashion risk takers on the red carpet. We had Cate Blanchett in a beautiful Givenchy purple gown with big beads and shoulders, and that dress was loved and hated, but it was mainly just risk-taking, which there wasn't a whole lot of. And likewise, Anne Hathaway in her 8 outfit changes definitely took some risks. So I think that people are just talking about the fact that she stepped outside of the box.
And I noticed that Annette Bening's dress was made by the Indian-American designer who dressed Michelle Obama at the state dinner with the Indian prime minister. We're in Washington, so we're excited by stuff like that. But what about that? How do people out there feel about that?
Yeah, I think that people were excited to see a designer. You know, Naeem Khan isn't represented on the red carpet every single year. He's widely established and well-liked and is very well-known for his beautiful beadwork. And obviously his gown for Michelle Obama in the 2009 state dinner was a major fashion moment. And I think the Annette Bening dress was beautiful. She wore a Tom Ford dress to the Golden Globes from his new women's collection, and everyone thought that's what she was going to wear again. So people were, I think, nicely surprised to see her in a dress by Naeem Khan.
Was there anything that was just blah, don't come out the next day, you know? What were you thinking? Is there anything that gets the What Were You Thinking award?
I don't think there were any major mistakes the way there have been in past years. I definitely heard that people were a little shocked by Mila Kunis's dress, which was Ellie Saab. It was very revealing. So I think that there was debate, rather, of whether or not that was appropriate for the Oscars. There was a point when she was presenting and leaning down, and everyone was sort of uncomfortable about whether or not she was showing too much.
But let's just say it. Not everyone was probably uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
And finally, you know, we can't let the men off the hook. So were there any men who struck a particularly interesting note or a particularly elegant note that you want to highlight?
Colin Firth, who won Best Actor, looked phenomenal in Tom Ford. And aside from that, I personally loved Anne Hathaway's tuxedo. She wore a Lavin tuxedo with gorgeous crystal, custom-made Brian Atwood heels and a ponytail, and just channeled this androgynous trend that has really taken the fashion world by storm this year. And, of course, was joined on stage by her less well-dressed host, James Franco, who dressed in drag for that segment in a Marilyn Monroe wig and a pink gown. So I wouldn't call him the best dressed in that segment for the evening.
Maybe that was the only thing about that hosting duo that people can applaud. Maybe it was risky. Isabel Wilkinson is a fashion correspondent for the web news site The Daily Beast, and she was with us from NPR West. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.